It's Wednesday, May the 9th. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. Here's your sports. Yesterday's announcement by Bill Byrne that he was ending his tenure as A&M's athletic director was met with unanimous sorrow that he's leaving and praise for his work by his coaches, both the ones he hired in the last 9.5 years and the ones he inherited who are still on board, like soccer coach G. Guerrero.
He did change the culture. You know, it's one thing to say that you want to do things, but then when you've got the guy at the top of the who's driving the bus, basically say, no, this is the way it's going to be, and this is how it has to be. And, you know, I think one of the early things that he did was he talked about getting the wrong people off the bus and getting the right people on the bus, and then he would adjust from there. And look at the people that he brought in, like, you know, Pat Henry and Gary and Rob, and, I mean, on and on, Steve Denton, all those guys have been just phenomenal and have basically helped people to understand what his vision really is.
One national championship coach that Byrne hired was visibly upset that Byrne was not given the chance to lead the program longer. Listen to women's basketball coach Gary Blair.
But you should be allowed to finish what you've started. And what he has started has never been done here by any other athletic director at Texas A&M and perhaps in the whole Big 12. Okay? He's done it. And he's taking the shots, and he isn't afraid to take the shots from you guys or from the fans. But the coaches that he has hired and even the ones that he has had to let go would stand in line and take a bullet for him.
Byrne exits on the high road, thanking those men who brought him from Nebraska to Aggieland.
The men who hired me, Bob Gates, Larry Mays, Benton Kochenour, and Jerry Cox, are some of the most amazing people I've ever worked with. They are among the most extraordinary leaders I've ever been around, men who care deeply about this university and have the vision and courage to always put the best interests of Texas A&M as their chief core value. And it's the core values that make Texas A&M such a remarkable institution of higher learning.
To the question of whether he felt his voice was sufficiently heard in such major decisions as moving to the SEC or changing football coaches, Byrne's answer was pretty clear.
You know what? Those are decisions that are made above my pay grade. And so my dad was a soldier. My mom was an Army nurse. You're taught to salute and carry on. That's what we'll do.
Texas A&M President R. Bowen Lofton spoke to the media via a teleconference from Qatar yesterday.
Bill has been an extraordinary asset to Texas A&M University during his many years with us. He's brought us an extraordinary number of championships, hired great coaches, been extraordinarily vigilant in compliance issues, and also maintained a strong relationship to our student athletes, and especially encouraged them to be successful academically. And so I really want to champion Bill Byrne's success at Texas A&M and thank him for a job well done. But this was done amicably between the two of us over time. We didn't hurry it up. We simply walked through areas where he was had concerns and I had concerns and arrived ultimately at a friendly resolution that lets him go forward with his life and lets Texas A&M seek an extraordinary individual to replace him.
In a release, Lofton announced that longtime administrator and former Aggie basketball player and coach Dr. John Thornton will take over as interim athletic director, and they hope to have the post permanently filled by the start of the fall semester. Lofton was asked what kind of person they're looking for.
We want a leader who can move into that conference and throughout the entire range of sports that we compete in, make certain we have the best coaches, the best facilities, and the best circumstances for our student athletes to be successful, both on and off the playing field. We want someone who can guide the university's decision-making as far as media relations and health concerns, to be able to make sure we maximize the visibility of Texas A&M, not simply for athletics, but also for the entire university. Someone who really can take us forward into this new era of Texas A&M.
In other sports, it was one for the history books for the Texas Rangers' Josh Hamilton yesterday as he homered 4 times and had 8 RBIs as Texas blasted the Orioles in Baltimore 10-3. Here they are.
High fly ball to deep center field. Jones is going back. He's on the track. He's at the wall. He jumps up, and it is history. Just beyond the leap of Adam Jones, a 2-run homer for Josh Hamilton.
Swung on and hit high in the air. Deep left field, going back. Chavez at the wall. Goodbye. Hamilton lofts a fly ball. Deep center field. Jones going back at the track, at the wall. He leaps. Goodbye. Josh Hamilton, make it three.
Swung on in a high drive center field. Jones is going back. He turns. He looks. And that ball is history. Josh Hamilton has hit his fourth home run of the ball game. All of them two-run shots. Eight RBIs for Hamilton. It's 10-1 Texas.
Pretty amazing night. In the NBA playoffs last night, Indiana beat Orlando. Indiana wins that series 4-1. Atlanta stayed alive. They beat Boston. Boston still leads the series 3-2. Chicago stayed alive, beating Philadelphia. Philadelphia up 3-2. And Denver stayed alive. They beat the Lakers. Lakers still lead that one 3-2. Tonight, New York's at Miami. Heat lead that one 3-1. And the LA Clippers are at Memphis. The Clippers can close it out. And that's your look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com.